Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and EOR workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our bulk mail center haulers out there taking the mail to the post offices. And it goes for our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America. Make it all one word, all lowercase. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the hilltop, the mountaintop, north of town, it's none other than Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning. How's the view from up there?
Oh, well, it's kind of dark at the moment, but there's no fog.
Thank goodness. There isn't a panhandle, though, if you want to find it. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I'm going to go down here to Adam Schiff, and Mr. Slimy Road and Adam Schiff. You know, I don't like people calling people names, but in his case, I'll make an exception. He's more than earned it with the lies, the deception, the unprincipled actions he's been involved in over the years. He's going to lose his committee appointments. Don't know what he's going to wind up doing. He may be in charge of the janitorial end of the Congress, for all we know, because he's not him. And who was the other one was going to? Let's see, was it Tlaib or was it AOC? But anyway, somebody's going to lose their positions, too. But Schiff was appealing to other Democratic representatives to pressure Facebook, otherwise known as Meta, to continue the pressure up on President Donald Trump. Keep him off Facebook. Keep him off Instagram. This is despite the fact that Trump has declared his candidacy for the 2024 race. I mean, the guy just doesn't get it.
Well, I think he does get it from his side of the aisle.
Right.
And this is a government official that is encouraging censorship, that is encouraging suppression of speech.
Yep.
And that into itself is a violation of our rights.
Yep.
This guy took an oath, and that is to defend all parts of the Constitution, all right? And he's not doing that. He is... The one thing that every single representative in Congress is supposed to do is protect our rights from the federal government.
Uh-huh.
And they're clearly not doing that, and Adam Schiff is the grand marshal of that parade, or at least one of the grand marshals of that parade. So, you know, it's really kind of gotten to the point where we have all these scandals, and these scandals are really outrageous, but there's never a consequence. And I think we can go all the way back to Fast and Furious. I think that may have been necessarily the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Then you had the IRS targeting with Lois Lerner. What was that consequence? None. Benghazi, what was that consequence? We can just go one after the other after the other.
Sure.
And, you know, therein lies where I think the independents and a pile of Democrats should be angry. And you know, we don't trust government anymore, and we can't. But when you don't, we're called dissenters. And when you're a dissenter of whatever on things, how things were handled with COVID, or you know what the teachers union and all these things were doing to our schools during the shank of the lockdowns, or the protests and the riots and the looting that we had for 2 years,
right?
What happens? Well, social media steps in there and suppresses our voices with the encouragement of people like Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quite a vicious circle.
Yeah, and Adam Schiff, we'll see what kind of payback he gets from the Republicans here in January, because it looks like as if it's going to become very rocky for him to have a lot to say, but he's going to try. And by the way, he and Musk yesterday got into a big tweet episode, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, with Schiff calling Musk a whole bunch of names.
Yeah. Yeah. How statesmanly, if that's such a word,
yeah,
of Schiff.
Well, he's a slime bag, and that's the way I'll describe him. And I got no use for him, and I don't understand how the people out there continue to vote.
Well, the other one is Jerry Nadler. So I mean,
oh yeah,
Cicilline. I mean, Jeffries. I mean, we can go down the list.
Yeah, we'll get into Jeffries eventually.
Maxine Waters.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more into Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, too, and we're going to be going off to break. We're coming right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of more weirdos in the government. Be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll do just that. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website. And if you go over there, you'll be able to get a cost comparison for your car or your truck, whatever you're driving, insurance-wise. And, of course, remember, Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure some 26 million drivers. Now, that being said, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, that you can get coverage not only for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, get a rate quote. How about your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, which will, if you bundle that with your car or your truck, it'll bring the policy down. But where you really will save money is when you bundle in your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance through your Geico insurance policy. If you're able to do that, you'll have a big time savings of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and hope you save a whole lot of money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I think the weather's going to be really nice. You're going to be really happy with it. And then we got the Army-Navy game. Who you want?
Oh, I think Navy.
Okay, I think I got to take Army. Sorry, got to take Army. But I just, somebody asked me about that. And someone else asked me about here, Samantha, wanted to know if the Democrats were to say, would the Democrats, sorry, say no to Kyrsten Sinema, we don't want you in our caucus?
I doubt it. They want the vote, so I doubt that.
Okay.
they're not that principled.
Okay. All right. And it was an interesting question. And, normally people, even though they become independent, well, Bernie Sanders became an independent. Who's he caucused with? The Democrats.
Well, precisely.
And then that Angus guy, same thing. Who's he caucus with? The Democrats. Right?
Right. What okay. I said earlier.
Okay. Now, yesterday made 287 days or 41 weeks since Vladimir Putin's rather inept army, they seem to be inept because they're still fighting, trying to figure out what they're going to do next, crossed the border into Ukraine. And the rainy season has come and gone. Now it's winter. The ground is frozen. Military operations will be possible as long as troops are equipped to contend with the cold and they have the right fuel blend mixture for their vehicles because, again, you run into really cold weather, the diesel's got to be custom blended. And they get some really rotten winters over there, don't they?
They do.
So I would say it would more or less have to be 50-50, 50% kerosene, 50% diesel to make it run right in those big tanks that they got as well as some of the other vehicles. But what's going to happen now over there? Russia is actively trying to buy missiles on the open market from Iran.
Well, they're not trying. They are. I mean, that's a fact. But now they have Victor Boot back. And when it comes to, he wasn't dealing just in trafficking small arms. He was doing everything from surface-to-air missiles to artillery to tanks. So, you know, he knows where the caches are. Don't think that he ever really gave up that fight, even though he was in a U.S. prison.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that Putin will put him on the payroll over there at the Wagner Group, which is kind of a deployable Spetsnaz, wherever mm-hmm. they need to be. So, when you got the Department of Defense is very upset with this prisoner swap, it tells me that this White House didn't bother to have a discussion with really any of the people that should have been involved in the decision mm-hmm. on this prisoner swap. So, it's not going to be pretty going into winter in Ukraine. There is no water, there is no heat. And there's no power. And so you got countries that are sending generators in there, which is fine. But you're going to have more people that are necessarily going to leave the country, and they're going to end up in places in Eastern Europe.
Yep.
And they're going to wear down, and that's a bad thing.
Now, Gavin Newsom yesterday was very giddy with a signature ceremony for his reparations bill, paying $223,200 to those people who were descendants of the original slaves that came to this country. And I still have yet to figure out how they're going to try to prove that one. Because, I mean, could we paint our faces black and drive over there and say we're slaves and we want the money?
Well, the interesting thing is just how many of them are out there that are making that claim, that will make that claim. I think this could necessarily, there could be some lawsuits because I don't think that the people of California voted for this one.
No, they didn't.
I think it was a legislative thing.
Yep.
But you know, it's California, Washington State, Oregon, whatnot, they're incubation centers for legislation that would go across the country state by state and then into, you know, the U.S. Congress. So it's not a good thing. But this also puts the state of California further into debt. And companies are continuing to leave, and people are continuing to leave the state.
You bet.
Putting the state into further financial chaos. Now, he declares that the state of California is the number four economy in the world. I would challenge that one.
Yep.
But, yeah, this one's one to watch carefully. This one's not going to end well, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Twitter just had another document dump or whatever it was they called it yesterday, and we've also found out that there's a lawsuit going on involving pornographic images and a 13-year-old and this, that, and the other. That was with the old administration that was there, the Dorsey Company, and they had their, I guess they had their review board that was there that determined who could stay on Twitter and who couldn't and all that. Musk fired all of them, put a new board in there, raised a whole bunch of cane. People didn't like it, but they are, in fact, bringing people back to Twitter. And then we're finding out about this, what they call them, the bad boy list, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're finding out.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, we're finding out about that, and there's people that were on that list that had no idea.
Well, he's got the software people over there at Twitter that are examining the accounts, so and they will provide those account holders with their real numbers. In other words, you know, you got shadow banned or your posts were reduced or they weren't able to trend and those kinds of things. So he's going to show those people these are your real numbers, and this is really what happened to you on an individual basis if you were suspended or, you know, allegedly went against their policies and this and that. So that part will be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and George, the Godfather, saying good morning to us, so good morning back to George, and he's also saying his comment about California is all the black people will now move to California.
Okay.
they all want a piece of that check, right?
Right.
And that's an individual check. Jeez.
Well, yeah, we'll see where this one goes. It doesn't necessarily mean that it will run the way or get pulled off the way that I think Newsom thinks it may. So, but it is certainly one to watch in a big way. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to a local listener by the name of Robert. I want to say that Robert is a very loyal listener and a very generous person. So hat tip and Merry Christmas to Robert.
Well, I know a Robert, so it may be the same one. And yeah, he is. he likes to have breakfast and lunch with us from time to time. So there you go. All right, I think I hear the music coming up here. Yep, I do. All right, well, stay low. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again Monday morning bright and early. Things are winding down towards the big fat guy coming down the chimney.
Yes, it is. Jingle bells.
Yep, see you later. Ho, ho, ho. All right, Denise Kleinman, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the things that she does. I'll be back with more right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, former and current employees now say that more than 2 years before a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart supervisor shot up the store's break room, executives investigated employee workplace complaints against him. Last month, the man killed 6 co-workers and left 4 others injured before fatally shooting himself. 2 lawsuits have been brought against the company by employees who survived the attack. The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried confirmed that in a series of tweets. He vowed to be helpful and talk about what he can. However, he said he still can't get a hold of much of his own personal or professional data. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yep, it sure is time for our military and veterans news for this hour and the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, you can go over to the National Aviation Academy website. That's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Take a look at what they have to offer. And then give them a call and schedule a tour. I'll tell you all about that after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you just heard the man mention a website right there at the tail end of that, and it is naa.edu.com. That's all you got to do, naa.edu.com. While you're over there, take a look at the two campuses they have and how to schedule a tour. I'll tell you all about that in a second here. But take a look at the two campuses they have, the one in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the other one that they have up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, not very far. And, of course, you can go to school up there and be right there outside the big city or be down here outside the big water bay, the big water where we got lots of fish and all that sort of stuff. But here's the deal, okay? Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again is 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Or if you're really industrious, take the tour at both. Make up your mind based on what you see as to where you want to go. That's what I would do if it were me. Each school has its advantages. But give that a shot. And always remember that you will not only have the opportunity to speak with students, but also speak with members of the faculty. And also on your tour, you'll be able to speak with the money people, the people that handle the loans. Now, the student loans are handled pretty much like a bank loan. So you'll be able to get the paperwork done and do that while you're there. And the GI Bill takes care of the veterans. Now, some of you veterans may have already used some of your GI Bill to go to school. So you won't have all of it available. You only have a certain amount of money left over. But what the people will do at National Aviation Academy is tell you how much you have left and then how much you might have to borrow generically by going through a student loan program at a bank. So there you go. And they'll work with you to do all that. So again, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, phone number 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Give them a call, ask to take the tour, and I'll tell you what, if I had to start over again, that's where I'd be, working over there. $60,000 to $70,000 a year to start, and you can make a triple-figure salary very easily by just applying yourself. All right, in Department of Defense news, the House passed a defense bill with more money for Taiwan and Ukraine security aid. The House passed that bill by a vote of 350 to 80, the Fiscal 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, after making several concessions to the Senate, which did not pass its own version of the bill for the second straight year in a row. Now, the $858 billion NDAA amounts to an 8% increase over the fiscal year 2022 defense levels and is $45 billion more than the White House requested in its budget proposal last spring. It also provides increased aid to Taiwan and Ukraine. And the Senate has already voted to... I'm sorry, the House has already voted to pass the legislation. The Senate will be voting on this sometime early next week. So we'll see how all this plays out. And I'm pretty sure it's going to go through without any trouble. Now, we do know that some in the military are bracing for the impact of the COVID vaccine mandate repeal. As you may have heard with the budget that got passed, the repeal of the COVID shot was put through. You don't have to have a shot for COVID to be in the military. And to that I say kudos. Thank God, about time they woke up. Now, as a repeal of the U.S. military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate took a step closer to becoming reality, military officials and experts were warning it's a change that could have adverse ripple effects on military readiness and the ability of service members to deploy around the world. Well, you know, here we go. They get a battery of shots before they go anywhere overseas. That's always been the rule. Whatever it is, you got to have it, you get it. It's that simple. And to add more to all of this is ridiculous. And the move was right to get rid of the requirement to force these guys and gals to have shots to remain in the military. Now, I will tell you, because I had the question asked of me, including the latest aid, the United States has now committed more than $19.3 billion in weapons and other equipment to Ukraine since Russia attacked on February the 24th. Now, there are a number of people saying, well, they're taking that aid and those weapons and they're selling them out there in the open market, in the black market. Well, in some cases they are. Yes, that's true. But not in every case. And I can tell you that they're going after the people that are out there doing that because, unlike the Democrats through FTX that got that money sent back to them, that $40 million they gave to the Ukraine, and then it was sent back to them in a very nefarious manner. They're trying to put a stop to all that. We'll see what happens. Now, an advisor to Ukraine's defense ministry has talked about post-war forces being put in areas that have already been repatriated by the Ukrainian forces and the development of industry again in those areas. Great idea. I hope they can do it. I hope they can hold on to the land and it doesn't become something different. But you know and I know the second that they were talked about in the manner that we've heard, including getting rid of some of their troops, it makes you wonder what the heck they're thinking. Now, Ukraine's foreign minister defended Kiev's right to strike targets on Russian soil and vowed that Ukraine would never accept a peace settlement that leaves occupied lands, including Crimea, under Moscow's control. Well, Crimea may be the key to a lot of this, because the Russians are not going to give up Crimea. They're not going to give it up. So does that mean they continue to fight forever? I somehow don't think so. But we'll see. We'll see how all that works out. Now, we have a I hear the music coming up. Okay. Well, we'll be back with more, and I'm gonna take a short look again at the roads out there because we have a very adverse situation out west. All the major mountain passes, every single one of them, has a chain requirement tonight. And there's blizzard warnings all over the place out there in the west, especially out in the mountains from Washington State on down to the mountains of California. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along on a weekend edition. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
that sticks to back in the day. Too much time on my hands, and that's bringing us into the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Now, you know, folks, normally I don't do this unless there's something really going on that you need to know about. And believe me, there is. A significant storm is going to bring high winds, heavy precipitation, including several feet of mountain snow, to portions of the western U.S. this weekend. Driving conditions going through the mountain passes out west in the Sierra Nevadas is going to be next to impossible. You'll have to have chains. You'll have little to zero visibility in many areas because of the high winds and the snow that's being driven. And you drivers that are going back and forth out there, if you don't have to take the northern route and you can go the southern route to get to where you got to go, that's what you've got to do. Because you're going to get hung up somewhere along the line in Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Utah, and, of course, Nevada and California, trying to get to the West Coast destination of your choice. So I'm just saying you might want to take a look at the weather and see what's going on, because I got blizzard warnings right now in the northern part of the United States, Washington State, Snoqualmie, all the way across Coeur d'Alene, into western Montana. Idaho coming out of Boise, going up towards Cabbage, and coming down there, blizzard warning there. Got one in Nevada, and a winter storm watch for Reno and for Truckee and for Donner. And, of course, more snow behind it coming in off the west coast. Winter storm warning. And when you take a look at what's going on in the eastern third of Montana, half of North Dakota, half of South Dakota right now, you have freezing rain, sleet, or just plain ice on the roads up there. Tell me that's not going to make life exciting. And, of course, east up in North Dakota, eastern half, that's all snow, 29 north-south down to South Dakota. Most of Wisconsin, the western part of Wisconsin in particular, and all of Minnesota, snow. Winter storm watch probably is going to be a warning probably before daylight. And then you've got fog and lots of it. The eastern half of Iowa, the central part of Nebraska, on down to the central part of Kansas, coming out of Dallas west all the way over to Alamogordo, New Mexico, through Plainview, along I-20, as well out towards Pecos. Fog, lots of that. Fog from Dallas-Fort Worth on up to the Oklahoma line. And then in Arkansas, it starts around the middle of the state, goes across to Tennessee, Memphis. You're under fog all the way to the east. All of Tennessee is involved in dense fog tonight. All of Kentucky, southern part of Illinois, southwestern corner of Indiana, the northern halves of Alabama, Mississippi, and then down below I-20 all the way to the Gulf of Mexico from Gainesville, straight west all the way over to Houston, Texas, dense fog advisory. And down on the water, it's even worse. So anybody that's closer to the water running along down there, you're going to have real trouble. And then we've got some windy conditions on the east side of Florida as well as Georgia. We've got a gale warning around Cape Cod tonight. We've got a winter storm watch and snow coming down in the Catskills west of Poughkeepsie in upstate New York. We've got snow in Pennsylvania out there in the mountains south and east of Pittsburgh. And we've got some snow in West Virginia over that away as well. So it's going to be a very interesting weekend weather-wise. Be careful, drive safe, and remember, if you got a chance, you got to watch the Army-Navy game today. Yep, got to watch the Army-Navy game. And we've had a lot of fun with the chat room and whatnot, going back and forth about who was going to win and whatnot. I'm Army all the way. Go Army. And Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, he chimed in on a straight message to me and said, "You bet Army's going to win." Well, we'll see. We'll see. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be interesting, to say the least. And, again, it's always fun having fun. Now, I'll be at the gun show today over in Largo at the Largo Event Center. Yep, I'll be there for the Two Guys Gun Show. Be there from 9 to 3 and going to have Jeff from Sarasota be stopping by roughly around mid-morning, 11-ish or so. And then Patrick Heinlein will be there about the same time. So you'll be able to meet both of them if you want to stop on by, and I'll be easy to spot. When you come in the door, look to the right, boom, there I am. There I am. You'll see me right there. And we're giving away a whole bunch of free stuff again today. So it'll be a great day, and you'll have a lot of fun. And they got plenty, 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 at least they're starting the day, with plenty of ammo and lots of guns. And believe it or not, folks, they are selling a bunch of guns this Christmas, just like they did the Christmas before, and the Christmas before, and the Christmas before, because people are not afraid to stock up and do what they need to do. All right. That's Largo Event Center, 126th Avenue North, just to the west of U.S. 19 there in Largo. So I look forward to seeing you there. Now, in the meantime, let me see if I can find this before I have to disappear here. Where is it? There it is. Okay, get ready. Here it comes right now. It's going to be a doozer. So we're getting ready for this one.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. I want to talk football for a minute before I get into politics. Hey, Jeff Saturday, you were hired by the Colts. Okay, you just got blown out by the Cowboys, and you're going to go with Matt Ryan, who can't play anymore, and the other kid from Tampa. You won't put Tim Tebow. You're an idiot. You'll be fired by Monday because you're stupid. These quarterbacks out there are not better than Tim Tebow. Okay, the Houston to David Stills out of Stanford, Lovie Smith over Tim Tebow, the Heisman Trophy winner who won a playoff game, who came in at 3-4 for the Denver Broncos. And by the way, Denver, you still haven't recovered. Russell Wilson, you gave $200 million, and he can't win a ball game because he can't run the football over a linebacker like Tim Tebow. The disgrace and the discrimination against Tim Tebow is a disgrace to the National Football League when you put these quarterbacks who can't play worth a lick and don't give Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, got, he didn't get even 16 games. He's the number one draft pick. And you're playing clowns out there. It's a disgrace to the ownership, to the, you're stupid. Hey, Tony Baselli, you said the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to play meaningful games lately. You know they're not. Not without Tim Tebow, they're not. It's a disgrace. Let me tell you what's a bigger disgrace. It's our Joe Biden, who didn't win nothing, who just released. That was a setup. You understand? Brittany Griner was over in Russia on purpose to get rid of that arms deal. Anybody who felt...
All right, the computer just cut Todd off. Sorry about that, Todd. But when you hear the music, you got to count to 10. And out you go. I'll see you at the gun show today. By the way, Tim Tebow is not coming back to football anytime soon, if ever. Maybe as a coach somewhere, because he just doesn't want to play. His inspiration.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.